This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Royals are. That song will make me feel good every single morning. And good morning to you all on a Friday. Friday,
baby.
Boy, do I have a lot of numbers in front of me that look like poo.
We don't need to go over those this morning. We know the Royals now through 20 games are an 0-2 football team, right? I mean, I think it's safe to say that, right? It's an 0-2 football team, right?
Sweet. Let's talk WrestleMania.
All right, let's do that. Who's going to be in the ring? Is it going to be Q and Zumwalt versus the umpire last night or Jazz Chisholm versus that umpire last night? Let's go.
You know, I hate Jazz Chisholm. We all know that, right?
Yeah, you do.
He had a fair case last night.
He really did.
I'd have gotten thrown out of that game in the next game.
Yeah. He probably gets suspended for a while because I think he did throw his helmet at the umpire at one point in that game last night. And so Zumwalt got tossed with one pitch left in the game as well. So light a fire, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, Q told us on Wednesday, you know, I can't just go in there like Bull Durham and throw. Maybe you do need to throw some bats in the shower.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to do something. Good Lord. You ready for him? You ready for these putrid numbers?
Hit me.
All right. Well, I'll hit you harder than the Royals can. The Royals currently rank 29th in offense.
That high.
You know who's worse?
The Rockies.
You know who the worst team in baseball is?
The Rockies.
Okay.
Yeah, though they're bad, yeah.
The Royals rank in the MLB 28th.
The Rockies fired their hitting coach, by the way, yesterday.
Sure they did. They needed to.
Yeah.
The Royals rank 28th in hits, 28th in average, 28th in slug, 29th in OPS, and 30th in home runs.
They're not going to win you a lot of games.
No, sir.
No. They haven't scored more than 4 runs since April 4th, folks. I mean, that's it right there, right? Like, you have not scored more than 4 runs since April the 4th, and here we sit on April the 18th. Ooh, that's a long time.
They currently sit 8-12, 3.5 games out of first place. They're 1-6 on this 10-game road trip. 3 games left. You play Tarik Skubal on Sunday. Good luck with that.
That'll be the game they win.
They average 5.5 men left on base. Last night they left 10. Bases loaded, nobody out, 0 runs. First inning, 2 on, nobody out, 0 runs. They are -27 run differential in their last 7 games.
Yeah, that's not good. You're not going to win a lot of games doing that. You got to be on the plus side if you want to win.
Okay. Those are just the stats.
Those are just the basic stats, too, and that's really all you need to kind of paint the picture of what these first 20 games have been from an offensive standpoint. I mean, when you're comparing them to the Colorado Rockies, Dusty, that's not a good comparison. As much as I like their ballpark, their team is not very good, and their organization is not doing things the right way in Colorado. Not that we're, you know, not that we're comparing that, but you just don't want to be compared to the Colorado Rockies and whatnot. The concerning thing for me is what I was reading in Annie Rogers' column at MLB.com this morning. and it was kind of some eye-opening stuff where the runners in scoring position, as you mentioned yesterday, what were they, 0 for 10 or something like that?
They
or
had 10 men left on
10,
base.
10 men left on base. I think they were 1 for 12 or something like that. They got that run in the eighth inning that people got excited about yesterday. But I will say that their average at, with runners in scoring position, they're 221. Andy Rogers said they were at 282 last year with runners in scoring position, and I was looking at that, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, it felt like every time there was a runner on last year, runner on second or third, somebody would come up and knock them in, and it was almost like a given that they would get out there and they would score those runs once you got somebody to second and third, and it was almost, you know, 30% of the time, which is great in Major League Baseball, obviously, but now you're like, you're not getting runners in, you're not moving runners over, you're not scoring. I mean, thank God the pitching has been good. Could you imagine if we had the pitching staff of 2 years ago and this hitting lineup right now? I don't know that you'd have 8 wins, Dusty. I don't know that you'd have any wins on the season if the pitching staff wasn't, again, as we keep saying, World Series pitching and minor league hitting. I mean, that's kind of where we are right now with this organization. And so thank God the pitching has been there because they've been stellar. I mean, again, even last night, Lorenzen wasn't fantastic. Gave you an opportunity to win a baseball game, though. I mean, you've got to find ways to score runs.
It's just, it's lifeless. Like, we always do the one word, and we'll do that later on at 7:30. But,
yeah,
you know, describing this offense is lifeless. Like, there's just nothing whatsoever of any sort of spark anywhere. It's, you know, and it's brutal to watch because, like, even, like, Hud and LeFevre are running out of things to say to, like, support the team. Like, you know, if I have to hear one more time, like, oh, it's another hard hit ball, Rhino, right to a guy, they'll break out of it. Okay.
Yeah, that gets old after a while. Yeah. That's the stuff that I don't care about your hard hit rate. Yeah.
Well, just be real.
It doesn't matter. Your hard hit rate is irrelevant. You know, it's all about getting hits, getting on base, and scoring runs. I hate the hard hit rate. That's what, like teams that are losing and not doing good, that's what the announcers revert back to try to cover up for a team being bad. Oh, it's a hard hit rate. They're really squaring. Nah, they're not. They're not getting hits. I mean, and we can't do that. And I think at one point last night, I got a text from somebody. LeFevre said, see ball, hit ball. He's like, reducing himself to where I am at this point in time with the C ball hit ball. But I think that Vinny stuff that we talked about yesterday, guys, is really paramount in all of this, because I would imagine Vinny's the only one that's not feeling totally lost at the plate and totally confused and totally just out of it, you know, at the plate right now. It feels like they're all out of it. They're all confused. They're all gonna go, what the hell is going on? We have no idea. So I think that Vinny comment that we heard yesterday from MLB TV or whatever it is a bigger picture for me than just Vinny Pasquantino, because I think that's probably the feeling that everybody in that lineup has, and that off day on Monday is going to be brioche for them. I mean, they're going to need that off day more than probably they've needed an off day in the last couple of years.
Yeah, they definitely need it. You know, it's what is it that Bill Self said when they were going through their troubles? Like, this team just needs to get away from each other.
Yeah,
they just need to have some time to, you know, regurgitate what has been this start, because it hasn't been great. But like we had said yesterday, if you continue to keep slipping the way that they are, they're going to lose the interest of the city if they haven't lost already 50% of that, because it seems like the text line is pretty in sync with what they feel.
Yeah.
They told us this was a playoff team. They did nothing to get any batting or offense for this roster, and it's clearly showing. I can't disagree with the text line on that. They tried.
They tried.
They didn't.
Yep.
I don't need to hear that they tried anymore. They didn't. They didn't get
anybody.
It's not just, you know, Cody and Gold talked about yesterday. It's like, yeah, you can sit here and complain and moan and gripe about, you know, Renfro, Melendez. It's everybody
right
outside of Bobby Witt Jr. I'll throw Michael Garcia and Kyle Isbell in there as well. But if you had told me at the beginning of the year that this team's best three hitters in their first 20 games, because we're 20 games in now,
right,
they're 8-12,
yep.
That their three best hitters would have been Bobby Witt Jr., Kyle Isbell, and Michael Garcia, I'd have told you, when do they get to St. Joe?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And I think you're thinking to yourself there, too, it would be a bad joke if you would have told me something like that. I'd be like, now you're out of your mind. Now, Vinny's going to have a nice year. He's coming back from that injury. Look how good he was last year. Build on that. Salvador Perez, you know, continues to move forward to his Hall of Fame career. He's going to be just fine. I love Jonathan India at the top of the lineup. But yeah, I mean, when your top three hitters are Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia, and Kyle Isbell, you know, things are not moving in the right direction. And so I know fans are frustrated right now, and I think you should be, because again, as we keep mentioning, they said they were going to be a playoff team, and at 8-12 right now, they're not showing the signs of life to be a playoff team. The pitching has been outstanding, but the hitting has to get there. And if the hitting doesn't pick up fast, they're going to be finding themselves behind a huge hole, and they may not be a playoff team this year. But sometimes that's just the way it works. Sometimes you go up, you go back down, and then you take that big step forward next year, and that's the year that you look forward to. But I know fans were really looking forward to this season, right? Imagine the Chiefs coming out of the gate 0-2, guys, right? How upset would fans be if the Chiefs came out of the gate 0-2? You've been looking forward to the season all year long, and boom, you're 0-2 going, damn, what the hell went wrong in those first 2 weeks? Well, that's where we are with the Royals. Through 20 games, they're an 0-2 football team, and you're thinking to yourself, dang, man, all this went wrong. I was looking forward to this, and this is what we have now. It's not so good.
And they tell you in football, too, that if you start off 0-2, the likelihood of you making the playoffs is very slim.
Yep.
Like, it's always teams that start 0-2, like 30% of those teams end up making the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And again, it goes back to, you know, what we were built on to start this season. This is a playoff team. We're a playoff team. Mm-hmm. We're going to make the playoffs. Okay, you're digging yourself into a hole that eventually is going to take half or three-fourths of a season to dig out of.
That's right.
And I heard Vern's pregame show last night, and, you know, this isn't a team that's just trying to get by and make a wild card team. This was a team that was supposed to win the division. Mm-hmm. This is a team that's supposed to be a surefire, locked playoff team, and they aren't that. They just simply aren't that, and it gets to the point now where it's like, you know, bases loaded, nobody out, zero runs. All right, let's see who's trying to beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's where attention goes. That's where mine went. That's where...
What inning did you check out last night? Be honest with yourself.
Seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh.
Okay.
And then I went to my room. I got the bed ready, turned the TV on, put Netflix toggled on, go in the living room, turn the TV off. Oh, it's now 6-1. Yeah. Okay.
See, I checked out after the top of the sixth. I'm like, all right, I'm out on this one. Everybody Loves Raymond had a nice episode on last night that I was wanting to watch.
Nice.
I was kind of bouncing
Choose
around
peace.
And, you know, that kind of, maybe that's what you have to do. I mean, you know, if they're not giving you a reason to stay and hang out, there's no reason to stay and hang out. So going to a party, they ran out of beer, there's no food left, and you're like, man, I'm out of here, man.
Yeah.
I'm done. Peace out, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I felt last night, and I don't have any shame in that. And now we got a weekend coming up. Get me to the TV, probably going to be tough, especially you know, with the Tiger series and everything else that's going on in the world right now. Like, you know, it's just like, if it's on, it's on. If it's not, it's not, type of thing, you know. And that's not where you want fans, you know, on the 18th of April. It's really not where you want fans already saying, peace out, you know, I'll see you at the draft party.
Yeah, but if I wasn't on Rob's big deck, I wouldn't have watched as much as I had.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and speaking of Rob Maloney, people on the text line think he would be a better manager right now than Q. We got that text about an hour ago to the text line. Rob Maloney would do a better job of managing this team right now. I don't know who texted that in. I don't necessarily agree with that text. I've been to a lot of his restaurants. I've seen the way things are managed at times. Not exactly Hall of Fame style, Rob.
Feel those bus tires.
But, I mean,
went forward and reverse and went forward again.
This is where fans are right now. We're suggesting our local bar managers to be the manager of the ball club right about now, right? So, Rob, if you want the job, go for it, my man.
But if you want, we can talk Seth Rollins versus CM Punk versus Roman Reigns main event on night one, WrestleMania. Gunther versus Jey Uso. Yeet, yeet, yeet.
Where is WrestleMania?
Good question, Iguana.
Thank you. Do we have It seems like we have WrestleMania all the time.
It's
though.
In Vegas.
Is it? That's right. It is in Las Vegas. I saw some of the
our buddy Drew. That's
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A downright delicious cooking. Got off his plane yesterday. He's got front row seats for WrestleMania.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be sick,
add
dude.
Some pepper. Boom.
Boom.
But yeah.
And now two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.